So in the beginning of Parshas Shmos, we have a remez from the Baal HaTur. Baal HaTur tells us, "Ve'ila Shmos b'nei Yisrael ha'bayim Mitzrayim, ma'is Yaakov Yishu Beis Obo." So the Baal HaTur writes, "Ve'ila Shmos." That those two words, "Ve'ila Shmos," is Rashi Tevos, "V'chay v'adam l'hashlam ha'parsha, shnai mikra v'chatargam." It's a remez to shnai mikra. The mitzvah upon us every single week. Of course, the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Brachos, and then in the schar of Shnei Mikra Vechatagim, a person is zeichet to Arichas Yamim Vishanim. And one of the statements that the Gemara makes is, Marichin Yamim Vishnosav, that Shnei Mikra should be done even on the Pasuk of Ataros V'divon. So Rashi writes, She'im Bo Targum. But there's no targum on such a pasuk, yet still to fulfill Shnei Mikra V'chatagam, and there's a diyun in the Rishonim in the Torah what that means, how to do Shnei Mikra V'chatagam on a pasuk which has no targum. But what we need to explain v'siyata d'shmai is the connection between Shnei Mikra V'chatagam and Yetzias Mitzrayim. After all, if this is the introduction to Yetzias Mitzrayim, to Golus Mitzrayim, it's implying that Shnei Mikra V'chatagam is inherent and plays a factor and a role in the Seder Yetzias Mitzrayim. Before we can understand the Indian of Shnei Mikra V'chatagam, we have to understand the Lashon of Targum. We know that Adam HaRishon was created speaking Lashon HaKodesh. At some point, there was a creation of many languages. And the beginning of this, the origins of this, Rabbi Nachman has a beautiful piece, I believe it's in Siman Yotes, Pishnayim, where the Sfarim HaKodeshim explain, Vayapel Hashem Elokim Ala Adam Tardema. And Hashem brought Tardema on Adam. The beginning of the end of Adam was this sleep. As the Medrash says, Tchilas Nefila Sheina, that the sleep of Adam HaRishon was the beginning of his Nefila. So Rabbi Nachman, as well as other Mefarshim, point out here that there's a connection between this Tardema and Lashon Targum, because Tardema is Gematria Targum. And it seems that here was the creation of the Lashon of Targum. So what is the connection between Targum and the Tardema? So the Rambam is quoted as saying that when you take a look at Lashon of Arami, Lashon of Targum, as you notice that it uses the osios of the Aleph Beis, and even many of the Sharashim are similar to that of Lashon HaKodesh. So therefore, what is Lashon Arami? It's certainly not Lashon HaKodesh. The Rambam calls it Lashon HaKodesh Shenishtabish, a corrupted Lashon HaKodesh. With this understanding that Lashon Arami is really an offshoot of Lashon HaKodesh, but just a kilkul of Lashon HaKodesh, we can explain the connection between the Tardema and the Targum. We know that Adam, when he was created, on that tremendous level that he was at, he was Dovek Bashem. And going into sleep means that there was a hefsik in that Vegas, and his Madrega of Kedusha was distorted and corrupted. Mimil, along with that, on the level of Lashon, the Lashon HaKodesh of Adam was also corrupted. So hence, with that Nefila, we have that creation of Targum, which is Lashon HaKodesh Shenishtabish. A number of generations later, by the Dor HaFlaga, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mebalbel there at Lashonis, as we know, and he created the Shivim Lashon. And we know that the Shivim Lashon are completely separate from Lashon HaKodesh. But there's still a relationship between Lashon Arami, as it serves as the bridge between Lashon HaKodesh and the rest of the Lashonos. Meaning to say, there's, without getting into this concept, there's a musa called Klipas Noga. Klipas Noga means that there's a creation of Hashem Yisbarach, which is an emtzai, which is a bridge between two opposites. In this case, Lashon Arami serves as that Klipas Noga, which bridges together Lashon HaKodesh and the other Lashonos of the Umos HaOlam. What we see from Lashon Arami is that it's considered to be not Lashon HaKodesh, although it has a shaychus Lashon HaKodesh, what's called a yinika, connection to Lashon HaKodesh, but yet it's also the head of all the Lashonos of the Umos HaOlam. We wouldn't say that it's one of the Shivim Umos of Lashonos, but it's certainly the head of the and the bridge between them and Lashon HaKodesh. So, with that in mind, Chassam Sofer explains the idea of Shnei Mikra V'chatagam as follows. He explains that when you have Lashon HaKodesh and Lashon Targum, the relationship, of course, is between Kedusha and Tumah. We have a musik in Halacha called Batal Berov, to be Mevatel Chad Betray, one into two. So it says the Chassam Sefer that when doing Shnamek Avecha Targum, it's a way of being Mevatel, the Lashon Arami, to the Lashon Kedusha. So therefore, for the one reading of Arami, which is Mikra of Targum, we have Shnai Mikra Kenegdo to be Mevatel. With that being said, when Yaakov makes his way down into Mitzrayim, so of course he's greeted by Parai. Even before doing so, Yosef comes down to Mitzrayim. And when Yosef comes down to Mitzrayim, so Yosef goes into Galus. He falls into Galus. This relationship between Yaakov and Yosef both going down into Mitzrayim has its roots before that in the house of Lavan. We know that Yaakov is in the house of Lavan, and in the house of Lavan he's persecuted. But as soon as Yosef is born, Yaakov tells Lavan, "I'm out of here." And he leaves. What's the connection? What's the underlying Yisod? The underlying Yisod is that Yaakov is the Bechin of Lashon HaKodesh. And Lavan, of course, is the Inyan of Arami. As we find, when it comes to that place called Galid, that Yaakov says, "I'm calling it Galid," and Lavan says, "I'm calling it Yagar Sadusa." So Lavan is the one who puts Lashon Arami into the Torah. So as long as it's only Yaakov versus Lavan, it's a one-on-one, Yaakov is subject to Lavan. But as soon as Yosef is born, and that Yosef is considered to be like a Shnai Mikra to Yaakov, so as soon as there's Yaakov and Yosef versus Lavan, so there's a Bechina of Shnai Mikra Vechatagam, and Yaakov is able to leave the house of Lavan. However, as soon as Yosef is separated from Yaakov, Yosef falls down to Mitzrayim. And in Mitzrayim, there's a Shlita of Klipas Targum. We find a very interesting conversation between Yosef and Paro, that Paro was afraid, Chazal tell us, of Yosef's ability to speak Lashon HaKodesh. And for that he gives him the Malchus and it makes him the viceroy. Why is he afraid of Yosef's Lashon HaKodesh? The Teretz is because Paro's whole koyach comes from the fact that he can speak Shivim Lashonis. The fact that he speaks Shivim Lashonis is because it's Tali and Targum. Because the advisor to Paro was Bilam. The Chazal tell us that Bilam was either a Gilgal, or he was, or he was the grandfather. His grandfather was Lavan. And Lavan is that Lashon Arami. So it's the yichud between Paro and Bilam, that Paro has that shlita of the Shivim Lashonis because of his connection to Bilam, who's his yoetz, who's his advisor. And now that Yosef comes down to Mitzrayim and he knows Lashon HaKodesh, so being that everything is Tali in Yosef's Lashon HaKodesh, so if Yosef wants, he can dispel everything, because he's really on top of both Bilam and Paro. So he's subject to Yosef. So we see that Yosef and Paro, this dynamic between them, is very much Tali in this relationship between Lashon Arami and Lashon HaKodesh. When Yosef falls to Mitzrayim and he's separated from Yaakov, so he falls into the house of Potiphar, which is called the Sar Beis HaSohar. So Ibn Ezra says, I don't know the origin of this word Sohar, where it comes from. However, the Mefarshim bring, there's a Sefer Nachal HaDubim who says that the word Sohar comes from the word Sihara, which is an Aramaic word. So what we see from here is that Yosef's falling into Mitzrayim, that he falls into the lowest place that he ever fell, was into the place of Targum. Yosef falls into the place of Targum, because when he separated from Yaakov, which is the Koyach of Shnai Mikra, so he falls, he's shayach and he's susceptible to the Klipas Arami of Lavan, which is Bilam and Parai. However, as soon as Yaakov comes down to Mitzrayim, and he's reunited with Yosef, so at that point, Parai once again is completely batal, because there's once again this unification of Shnai Mikra Vechatagam. As a simon to that, the Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi Vehi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvas Veshana. That he lived Shvas Veshana. Vehi Yimei Yaakov Shnei Chayov. So the Sfarim say, Tana D'Elio says that Yaakov had Arichas Yomim. He had 147 years, which is called Arichas Yomim, compared to the 120 years that Torah lays forth in the beginning. So Yaakov is Zeichet to Arichas Yomim. Why is he Zeichet to Arichas Yomim? Because it says, Vayikra Livno Liyosef. Vayikra, which is the Bechin of Shnayim Mikra, Livno Liyosef, because he has Shnayim Mikra Vechet Targum with Yosef. And the Schar, we said before, of Shnayim Mikra Vechet Targum is Arichas Yomim. Arichas Yomim Vishnosef. So that's why the Torah here says, Vayichi Yaakov, Vayihi Yemei Yaakov Shnei Chayav. Yemei Yaakov Shnei Chayav. That is the Yomim and the Shanim of Yaakov have Arichas Yomim because Vayikra Livno Liyosef, because of his connection to Yosef, which is the Bechin of Shnayim Mikra Vechet Targum. So we see here this yichud of Yaakov and Yosef, which is Shnayim Mikra Vechet Targum in Mitzrayim. It works out very nicely because the Arizal says, in describing the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra Vechet Targum, he says, "What Shnayim Mikra? Tiferes v'Yisod." So it's very nice because, as we know, those who are familiar, that Yaakov is Tiferes and Yosef is Yisod. So that's the union between Yaakov and Yosef, which is Mevatal V'Klipas Paroi, which is the union of Targum. It goes very nicely also with why Dafka the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra is also on Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos is Yisod, and then Shabbos is the union of Yaakov. So that time where there's the Yichud of Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, that mixture of those two things, that's like a Shnayim Mikra, which is Mevata, the Klipas Targum of the week. This idea of Yaakov and Yosef being Shnayim Mikra to Mevata Paro, we find itself again also with Moshe and Mitzrayim as well. Because the union between Moshe and Aaron is also Bechin of Shnayim Mikra. Because we find many times the Torah says Vayikra Moshe, and also Vayikra Aaron. So that means that Moshe is a Vayikra, that's called one Mikra, and Aaron is also a Mikra. And it's fascinating that when these two, Moshe and Aaron, come together, so we know that Hashem insists that the Moshe should take Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim, and he says, no, you have to send Aaron too. Why does he want Aaron? Because he wants Shnayim Mikra. And Hashem says to Aaron, about Aaron to Moshe, he says, Aaron, achicha yihye neviyecha. He also says, V'hu yihye lecha lepeh. And Targum there says that Aaron is the meturgaman. So really, the purpose of Aaron is also to be a bridge between Moshe and Paro. Because Paro is Shalit on the Shivim Lashonos, and Moshe is Lashon HaKodesh. So Aaron, on the one hand, of course, he's also a Shnayim Mikra. He's also Shaykh to Lashon HaKodesh. But he has to be the meturgaman, which was in the Lashon Targum, in order to bridge between Moshe and Paro, but in a way of Shnayim Mikra Vechot Targum to be Mevatel that. So once again, we have Vayikra Moshe, Vayikra Aaron, to be Mevatel Klipas Paro. What's interesting is that we're working, of course, here with Chad Betrei, to be Mevatel 1 and 2. So one of the deus amongst the Rishonim, when it comes to Bittel, when you have two koshers, which is Mevatel 1 treif, is that you can even eat all three, let's say, three pieces of meat, two which you know are kosher, one is treif, you can eat all three pieces, that there's a kayach that the Bittel has of the bottle berov to be mahapich the tum into a tara, to that which is aser into mutter. With this, we can explain why it is that every time Paro has a havamina to send the Jewish people out, the Torah always says, Vayikra Paro lemoshe, Vayikra Paro lemoshe. And Mamish, at the time that he sends them out, it says, Vayikra lemoshe la'aron. He calls to Moshe and Aaron, Vayomer kumutsu'u. Why is it called Vayikra lemoshe la'aron? Because Moshe and Aaron are mikra. But Vayikra, here Paro is called Vayikra. Paro is called Mikra, to suggest that even Paro is Nishapich from being Targum into being Mikra. Because that's the Kayach of Batal Barov, which takes place by Shtayim Mikra Vecha Targum. And this we can explain, like we said before, why the Gemara says that the mitzvah of Shtayim Mikra Vecha Targum is Afilu Ataros V'Divon. Rashi says She'en Bo Targum. So we take a look in the Rishonim, what do you do with a pasuk which has no Targum? You read the Mikra three times. So that's what the Gemara is telling you. Right, that you have to, the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra is that you should say three times Mikra, but the Torah says that the whole musag of Shnayim Mikra is to say three times Mikra. That even when you do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, the whole idea is that you're being mahapikah into three times Mikra. So that's what you have by Tzias Mitzrayim, when the Jewish people left, Vayikra Lamoshe La'aron, that even Paro is Nishapik also to Bechina Mikra, which goes very nicely with that which Chazal say, that by Kriyas Yamsuf, Chazal say that Paro didn't drown, some days say that he was actually Nisgayer. That there was a big mahapik of that klipa of Paro into Big Adavash Shabikdusha. So we see here that there's an Indian of Klipas Targum, which is present in Mitzrayim due to Bilam, which is present by Paro when he's a Tikkun by Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kippur, this is relevant to the fact that when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the first mitzvah was Kiddush HaChodesh, which is the Lavana, and that place that Yosef fell, which is called Sihara, into the Beis HaSaihar, Sihara in Targum actually means the Lavana. So therefore, Yitzias Mitzrayim, that the whole Indian of Kiddush Lavana means to be Makadish Lavana, to bring a Bechin of Lashon HaKodesh, of Kiddusha, to that Sihara, which is the Lavana. With this we can understand why it is that the Haggadah Shal Pesach, that the whole Shibud begins with the words Arami Oved Avi. Arami, the whole Seder of the Shibud begins with the word Arami, which is of course a remes to Laman, that he wanted to be Oved, wanted to get rid of Avi, which is Yaakov Avinu. Which is Yaakov. Which is what, when there's only one Targum versus one Mikra, so that's called Arami Oved Avi, that he wants to be Miskaber on him. And that's suggested from the fact that when we begin the Seder, we say, and we begin, Halach Ma'an Yad Yachalu Avasana Ba'ar De Mitzrayim. We're talking about the Shibud, and we say so in Lashon Arami, to show that the whole Klipa that Paro had over the Yidin in Mitzrayim was a Klipa's Targum. But we say by the end, when we say Halal on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, like we say in every Halal, we say, B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, Beis Yaakov, Me'am Lo'ez. The Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, it's called Beis Yaakov, Me'am Lo'ez, that we left from a foreign tongue. That Me'am Lo'ez, of course, is the Klipa's Targum. But it says Beis Yaakov, because the word Beis is like bias. It's like two, the letter Beis. Beis Yaakov, when there's two Yaakovs, that's called B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, Me'am Lo'ez, from the Klipa's Targum, which is Bechin of Shtayim Mikra, the Echad Targum. So I just wanted to be Merames. The Pasuk says, Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayin. It's an expression. Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayin. I wanted to explain that Liel Yitzias Mitzrayim was of course Bechi Pazim, which is called Keheref Ayin. What's the secret of Keheref Ayin? Keheref Ayin means that if you take the word paro, so we know that the shlita of paro is on the letter ayin, that he's shalit on the ayin lashonos, and he's shalit on the ayin nefesh that Yaakov brought down to Mitzrayim. So how do you misgabra on the klipa paro? You have to take out the letter ayin from paro, and then it becomes like para hey or hafer hey. That's called Yeshua Hashem. When is it Yeshua Hashem? Keheref, which is the letters pei resh hey, ayin, another letter ayin. When you take out the ayin from the word paro. Mevatel, that ayin, that's why it says by the beginning of Parshas Bo, where it speaks about Makas Arba, it says that the Arba was Kisas Ein Ha'aretz, that it covered up the Ein Ha'aretz, that the eye of the land. That's referring to the ayin in the letter par. So Hashem says to Moshe, Boyel Parah. We'll get to Mitzvah Hashem what that means. So it's interesting that ayin represents Parah Shlita, but when you take out that ayin, you're left with Reish Pehe. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, the Simon Shulchan Aruch, which deals with Hilchos Shnayim Mikra, is Simon Reish Pehei. Simon Reish Pehei in Aruch Chaim. So with this we can understand why it is when we say the Shira every day in Az Yashir, so we do something very interesting, which that doesn't say so in the Torah. It says Hashem Yimlech Leil Avod, Ki Vasus Para Berich Bay. But when we say it every day in Shacharis, we say Hashem Yimlech Leil Avod, Hashem Yimlech Leil Avod, Hashem Achusei Kayim Leil Mel Maya. What is that? What are we being Osif? What we're essentially doing is we're saying the Pasuk Hashem Yimlech Leil Avod two times Mikra, and Hashem Achusei is one time Targum. So to show that the Makib Epatish, the conclusion in the Gemara Mitzias Mitzrayim was Mikoyach Dat Ve'ilah Shmais, which is Shnayim Mikra Ve'chet Targum, that's why Kriyas Yamsuf ends with Inyan of Shnayim Mikra Ve'chet Targum. This we can explain why the parsha is called Parshas Bay. Because Bay is Bay's Aleph. Bay's is Shnayim Mikra. And Aleph is Echad Targum. And that's why immediately after Hashem Yimlech, Hashem Al-Husei, we say Kiva Susparai. Kiva, right? That word Ba, once again, is that this Hashem Yimlech is Kiva. It's a Bechin of Shnayim Mikra Ve'chet Targum. That's what it means, Bay Al-Parai. Bay Al-Parai means that when Moshe and Aaron are told to go to Parai, they come as a Bay. The Bay Al-Parai, to be Mevatel, Chad Betray, to be Mevatel, two connected one, which is the secret of Shnayim Mikra Ve'chet Targum at the roots of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's Pshat Ve'ilah Shmais B'nei Yisrael Habayim Mitzrayim Eis Yaakov Yishuv Yisrael Boho. Then when they came down, when Yosef comes down to Mitzrayim to be with Yosef, that's the whole secret of Shnayim Mikra Ve'chet Targum. Shkaich.